This segment of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Arizona Party Rental and Cool Breeze Air Solutions.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is... Fred Ronstadt, I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating all the people, places, events, history, and culture to make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful,
that
Jeffrey.
That is exactly right, Fred.
And we invite you to visit us at fredandjeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and you can even subscribe to this tome of wisdom, understanding, and entertainment at iTunes. So, Jeffrey... You didn't go to the parade last weekend, did you?
The All Souls Parade?
All Souls Procession.
I was at something else.
It was spectacular.
Yeah, I heard. Everybody that I know that went said it was great. We were at the Gaslight because the Gaslight had the children's performance that Mia, our daughter, was in the little Luncheonette of Terrors. Matter of fact, next Saturday is the last performance at 11 a.m.
I thought the last performance was yesterday.
No. There's yesterday and then one more.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. So if you've missed it, folks, the Gaslight Theater on the east side, 11 a.m. for the little Luncheonette of Terror. Super family-friendly entertainment. Quite hilarious and musical extravaganza.
Very nice. So other family-friendly entertainment coming up. Now, you beat me to the punch on this, and I don't know if you're set up there again on the internet, but our friends over at Puppets Among Us.
How did I beat you to the punch on that?
Because I was talking about the storyline for their latest family-friendly show called Crumpled.
Oh, so because I mentioned family-friendly, that's how I beat you to it?
No. Last week, you before I got to say it
oh,
was
you're
based
referencing
on
last week's show.
The Paper Bag Princess.
Got it. Got
so
it.
So it's a little puppet show based on, inspired by... The Paper Bag Princess. And so we invite people to go see that. That's actually next weekend, the 16th and 17th, at the Puppets Among Us Playhouse, down off of, it's like where St. Mary's turns into 6th, that area in the Warehouse District.
Love it.
So if you go to fredandjeff.com, you can get information on that. Remind people that mesquite milling is going on throughout the month. And if you go to friendjeff.com, you will be directed as far as where those locations are, where you can get your mesquite pods milled.
Have you seen the Desert Harvester guys out there running around with their milling machines?
Have you seen them? It's pretty kind of cool.
Yes, I have, but I haven't seen them running around in Tucson yet. So I wonder if they're super booked already, or if there's still time for folks to.
No, they're going to be at. If you go to friendjeff.com. Like this weekend, November 16th and 17th, they will be at Valley Permaculture Alliance Mesquite and Carib Milling. Actually, that's in Phoenix. On the 24th, they'll have the annual Desert Harvesters Mesquite Milling and Pancake
Breakfast.
Fiesta,
yeah.
And that's 11th Avenue University Boulevard.
That is good times right there. Yeah, mesquite pancakes.
Yeah, and actually...
super tasty.
They've been milling in Tucson, but that's the last one time in Tucson. The last one, November 30th, is actually out in Apache Junction.
Okay, so...
So, November 24th...
So, get on it. If you want to do it, get on it.
You need to have some tasty pancakes. Now, Jeff, here's something that we're going to be talking a lot about down the line, beginning today. The gauntlet has been thrown down. We got a challenge before us.
Let's hear it.
The Beads of
I'm
Courage,
up for a challenge.
Folks... You know, Gene Baruch, who's the executive director and founder of Beads of Courage, mm-hmm. has asked us to help them find 1,000 people to carry Beads of Courage. And it's a program that's pretty cool. The people, for $10 donation, they get a packet with two beads.
Mm-hmm.
They carry it if they go on a trip, if they do a little adventure, if they go on a run, anything.
Anything extraordinary or ordinary?
Ordinary. Just, you know, people doing their jobs. And the idea is that you carry these beads and you think about the kids who are going to receive them. And these kids who will ultimately receive these beads are kids who are going through significant medical treatments for life-altering things. It could be cancer. It could be all sorts of things.
Right.
And they get these beads every time they go through a procedure. And when they go through especially hard procedure, they will get these special beads, these beads of courage.
Well, and the theory behind it, again, is because you have a lot of positive energy with you when you're doing some amazing trip or having some amazing experience. And that positivity is placed in that bead. And when that kid gets that bead, knowing that you were thinking of them while you were doing this amazing adventure,
yeah,
that helps them stay positive during their treatments.
Yeah, and actually we're gonna roll it out a little bit earlier, later in the show too. An opportunity later
cool.
in the show.
Cool.
So last thing, Jeff, we have in studio with us.
Oh no, I got stuff.
Oh, go ahead.
No, just kidding.
No, you're like rolling your finger like, you know, you gotta go to the bathroom or something.
Well, I don't know how many more people you're rolling in here, because first it was one, then it was two, now it's three.
We got nine people.
Uh-huh. So
we have Haley Butler from University of Rincon High School, who's here from the choir to talk about an upcoming festival and silent auction.
Yeah.
You have to speak up. It's radio.
Okay.
Hello, Haley.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. What grade are you in at Rincon?
I am a senior this year.
All right.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
I don't know yet.
That you have your whole life in front of you.
Exactly.
A whole life. Don't wait too long, because then you know, then life turns into a hosting of a show with your brother on local FM radio, and you wonder, what have I done with my life? So what's going on at Rincon?
All right, well, I am here to talk about our all-school carnival that we're having in a couple weeks. It's on Friday, November 15th.
And so it's next Friday.
Yes, that's next Friday.
Yeah. Good timing.
Crazy. All right, so we're doing this carnival. It's for all the schools. A bunch of the clubs have booths that they're selling food or, you know, holding games. It's a really family fun event. So choir is doing a silent auction.
Now, how strange is that, Fred? That a group of people who are a group of people because they make noise are doing a silent auction.
It's ironic.
It is ironical.
Yes. Ironical?
Anyhow, Haley.
Did you go to Catholic school?
That's why I said ironical.
Okay.
Am I knocking you off your game too much, Haley?
No, you're okay. Good.
Keep going. So you guys are going to do a silent auction.
Right.
Sweet.
This silent auction, all of the proceeds are going towards our...
Wait. Mm-hmm. Let me guess. So you guys are going to have the silent auction, mm-hmm. and all the proceeds for what you're doing... going to your club, right?
Well, more specifically towards our trip to Europe this spring.
Nice!
We are going to Ireland, London, and Wales.
Yeah. And Wales.
They were actually invited to perform in Ireland.
You were, Fred?
No, they were.
Oh,
yeah,
awesome.
We got invited to perform.
I've been excluded. There's a do not allow in this country note all over Ireland.
Will there be any Ronstadts going with you on this trip?
Yes, there will be.
Oh, really? And who might that be?
McCoy Ronstadt.
And have we heard of McCoy Ronstadt?
I have.
And who is McCoy?
McCoy
Fred's
is Fred's son.
Son.
Oh, yes.
Oh, now I get the connection.
Yes.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, please go to Rincon. Now, the festival is going to be at Rincon, right?
It's University
yes,
of Rincon
it's,
High School.
It's at Rincon University High School this Friday.
What's the address?
That is 420 North Arcadia Boulevard.
Which is?
Swan and Fifth.
Swan and Fifth.
Yes.
Friday night. Starting what time?
I'd say 6-ish.
Yeah.
You're going to be there, right?
Yes, I'll be there.
Oh, what time do you have to be there?
I'll have to be there a lot earlier than that.
All right, so you want everybody to get there at 6. Can you give us an idea of what kind of silent auction items you're going to have?
There's so many things. There's art, gift cards to restaurants.
Services,
yeah, whatever. I mean, you're bound to find something there.
Awesome. Very fun. All right, so folks, head on down to Rincon University this Friday. Support our little friends in the choir with their silent auction so Fred's son can go to Ireland.
That's right.
And you can too.
And me,
Haley.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how many kids are in the choir?
I think we have about 80 going to Ireland.
80?
Yeah.
Holy
I don't
mackerel.
Know if they're all going, but we have about 80 in the traveling group.
That's a lot of kids to wrangle.
Yeah.
And are you all seniors?
No.
So juniors?
No, it actually ranges from freshmen to seniors.
Wow,
so.
that was
Yeah, we'll
great...
have some freshmen going to Europe. So
that's a great experience.
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Absolutely. We look forward to you guys having lots and lots of success.
Definitely.
Okay. Any other little surprises today, Fred?
No. Oh, well, yes, but I'll wait till after the break.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the Fred and Jeff Show, and we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to have lots more fun, so stick around.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contractors, Casa de la Luz Hospice, and the Downtown Tucson Partnership.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
This is the Fred Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
That is exactly right, Fred.
And Jeffrey.
Frederick.
If people visit us at fredandjeff.com, they can check out old shows, see pictures of everybody who's been in the studio, most everybody who's been in the studio, catch up with some of the shenanigans we've been up to. Actually, on this website now, we have some audio clips from Comic-Con. We have audio clips from the
Monster Mash Dash.
Monster Mash and 5K Dash.
We have, have you put the clips up? You put the clips up from the Farmer's Market a while back.
Yeah, a long time ago. Yeah, the Farmer's Market. So when Jeff and I are out and about cruising around this beautiful community, we have a digital recorder and we harass people unmercifully.
Like poor Haley.
Yeah, exactly. So anyways, you know, this is exciting for me because we have not had these ladies on for a long time. As a matter of fact, when they came in the studio, they're like, this isn't where we were last time. And this is like back when we were back in the day when we first started out at a different radio station.
Yeah, that was,
of
that
which
was
we will not
a different
speak.
Lifetime ago.
That was a lifetime ago. But in studio, we have with us Pyro Blaze and Kameen Streak from Tucson Roller Derby. Hello, ladies.
Hi, guys.
Hi. We're happy to be here.
Yay, we're glad you're here. So this weekend, this coming weekend, it's the culmination of all your hard efforts during the season.
That it is right. It's the state championships.
So we're going to kick some Phoenix butt or what?
I think that one of our teams has a great chance of taking the championship title.
Now, I got to ask you guys a question, because I've never been to rollerball. A roller derby. I haven't been to roller ball either.
Buddy.
I've been to neither. It was kind of a truism. But are these, and please tell all of us, or maybe, you know, just want to tell me, just here in the privacy of the studio, are these matches fixed?
Oh, absolutely not.
Nope.
Oh, no. Every hit, every foul.
It's not like wrestling.
Every sliding across the floor, they are not fixed.
It's not like WWE where we know because
there's like a script and before the bout they go, you guys!
There is a consummate strategy.
There is strategy.
A ton of strategy that we do put out there on the track.
Right.
But none of it is planned.
So the only reason I ask is because, you know, when we booked you guys for the show, I got online with my bookie and I haven't been able to find the line on any of these matches.
Well, maybe you should start one.
I'll do it.
Yeah, you know, TRD.
I'll do it.
You can put some
I think
solid
our next
money.
Guest might frown upon that. But so I might, you know, just take a pass. Because, you know, I'm just kidding. I don't really have a bookie. Fred and I bet nickels back and forth about things. But we're looking forward to you guys kicking some Tempe rear end.
It'll be 2 days of just awesomeness. It's going to be fun.
Yes, and six teams, all three home teams from Tucson are playing. Did you know that TRD is big enough to have three separate teams?
Well, I did not know.
I thought there were five.
There are two travel teams, but...
You don't count those?
We do count them for travel, for Division
One
regionals. But in the state where we're sticking with home teams, the two travel teams are made up of players from all three home teams.
So you take the best of the best. Or is it whoever gets to go on the road because No, they, you determination. Know, got to sit home with some of the kids.
Yeah, yep. I think it's the people who work the hardest.
Yep.
Nice. Very nice. Now, you guys have day jobs. You're not just roller derby queens. You guys are actually guys that work here in our little community.
I think I live roller derby 24 hours a day.
Do you really?
But, yeah, I have a job on top of that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Are you guys married? And I'm just asking
to,
for Fred.
To each other? Because that does happen, too. No, I am married, and I have a son.
All right. And what does your son think about roller derby?
He has become disinterested. He's more of the teenage angst era right now, so he had enough of it. I've been in for 3 years.
And so he's not bringing the friends down to roller derby?
No, he's done with that. He knows mom's going to go kick butt and come home, and everything will be normal again.
All broken bones shall heal kind of
bruises,
thing.
Yep.
That's awesome. And?
I'm single.
All right, Fred. Just trying to help.
Anyway you can.
Anyway I can.
So tell us a little bit about Tucson Roller Derby.
See, that's a good line to start with. So if you guys were at a bar one day, you know, you and Fred, would just stand. Let's say you're at the, what's your guys' bar, the Shirley Wench?
Oh, so many.
We get a lot of support.
Do you guys get a lot of support?
Yeah.
So here you are sitting at the bar with a bunch of your teammates, and Fred comes rolling up to the bar and says, so tell me more about roller derby.
You know, actually, what is my favorite thing to talk about is when women come up and say, so tell me more about roller derby, because a lot of people are interested in joining, and not many people know that much about it. But, for instance, they don't know that you don't actually have to have any skating experience to join TRD.
Wait, but those are just the people you want to come out so you can beat the crud out of, right?
There are a lot of diamonds in the rough. You would be surprised.
It's really empowering. We love to see people, you know, get out of their comfort zone and then find a comfort zone on wheels and then beat the crud out of them.
That is awesome.
You know, but guys love it. Parents love it. Grandparents, small children, everybody gets
kicked out of it. It's exciting what you guys do.
Yes.
Did you guys ever think you'd be these big roller derby starlets?
Definitely not. There has been an evolution that has happened in my life. So I never would have thought this would have happened to me.
That's very fun. Yeah. I guess the moral story is you're actively recruiting new members for your teams.
We always are.
All the time.
And so if people want to get involved, how do they do that?
I would check the website. We have different areas that you can become involved with the league. We actually take referees. We have tons of volunteers, league photographers, and of course the skaters. So if you feel like you want a volunteer opportunity within Tucson, this is a great place to dig in.
And because you guys raise money for charity.
We do.
We do. We try to do a charity every month.
And who's this month's charity?
I think it's us.
It's actually us.
It's the big giant championship and you guys. Okay, gotcha.
We also have, since we have our own warehouse, the Rec House in Tucson, we have a lot more needs that we need to have fulfilled in the coming season. So we're going to just focus on us for this month.
Good for you
guys.
But
in the past, we've done Red Cross.
The Humane
we've done
Society.
The food bank.
Girl Scouts.
You guys are awesome with that.
And your team just did a walk, walk for the Cerebral Palsy
Association.
The
Buddy Walk, yes.
Good for you guys.
So we have teams branching out with different events, yep.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate what you guys do.
So which teams are you guys on?
I'm on the Furious Truck Stop Waitresses.
And that's...
Say that fast.
Kameen Streak.
Yes, Kameen Streak.
And I'm on the Vice Squad.
And here you are, both in the same room.
Oh, happily, yeah. And off the track, it's all fun.
It's not the Hatfields and McCoys in here.
Nope. On the track, yeah, it's a different story.
All right. So if folks want to go to your events, where can they buy tickets?
They can buy tickets at brownpapertickets.com.
Brownpapertickets.com. Mm-hmm. Cool.
And also from your favorite skater.
Okay, so you guys are out there selling tickets.
We are, mm-hmm. actively.
And now, all kidding aside, if we decide at the last minute we want to go, will we get shut out? Do you think you'll still have tickets available at the door?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. And where is the Rec House?
It's at 1145 East Valencia. That's right on Valencia and Park.
Cool.
So a couple little housekeeping things. We have a pack of the Beads of Courage.
Oh, that we just were talking about.
We were just talking about the last segment. And see if one of you guys, we just have one. So if one of you guys
be honored
willing
to take
to,
them. We'll fight over it. You can see us fight now.
Whoa,
get
the camera
out,
Fred. All
right.
How about an arm wrestling?
Oh.
That's cool.
On
you know what?
The left side.
That's awesome. Way to go, Fred.
So, well, so some child in this community will have the advantage of having a bead of courage carried during the bout with either the Furious Truck Stop Waitresses or the Vice Squad.
And there's a little card in there to write about your experience. So
yeah,
send
a note to the kid.
Right.
That
Very
is a beautiful
cool.
thing.
Yeah, that's a really neat idea.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks. We're happy to promote it.
So the last little bit of housekeeping is...
Wait, one more time before we go. Yeah. Give us the whole rundown again. Where, what, how, when.
Do you want to announce? Oh, let's yeah. see. Yeah, season 10, that's the season we're in right now, is ending with a grand finale. That's the games we are having this weekend.
Right.
It's six teams. It's 2 days. Teams from Prescott and Phoenix and all of the TRD home teams. And the first game starts at, the doors open at 9 in the morning on Saturday the 16th. The champion, they're going to play all day.
All weekend.
And then the next day, the games are going to continue, and the championship bout is going to be at 3.
3 o'clock on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 3 o'clock on Sunday, 1145 East Valencia at the Rec House. Get
awesome.
Your tickets at brownpapertickets.com.
All right, ladies. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
We'll just
and we're
on,
yeah.
on the other side.
That's right. So, folks, we'll be back after this break for more here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
The Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by H&S Garden Service, Mayfield Florist, and Arizona Party Rental.
Now, time for more of The Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating all the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeff.
Yeah, Fred, how have you been enjoying this weather?
It's awful.
It's wonderful.
It's not hot enough.
Oh,
I missed the summer already.
Oh, you're insane.
Actually, you know, it's been gorgeous because we sit out on the patio with a cigar, a little, glass of agave juice.
Yeah, yeah.
And life is sweet.
Yeah, it's just been gorgeous.
Yeah, and this is probably, without question, one of the best times of year in Tucson.
For the nice, mild weather.
Yeah.
And there's so much stuff going on.
Yeah, all the activities going on.
It's crazy.
You know, the runs that are going on now, the fundraising stuff. It's just brilliant.
It is really, really good. Matter of fact, did you hear that the Conquistadors, who, they help with the big Accenture golf tournament in February?
Yes.
Conquistadors this year, or next year, for next year's golf tournament in February, are going to have a run. And it's going to be a crazy run because you actually run the golf court paths of the golf course that Tiger Woods and all the golfers start playing the next couple of days.
Okay, I know a bunch of conquistadors.
Yeah, yeah.
I want video of those guys running.
No. The conquistadors aren't going to be running. Well, maybe some will, but
the conquistadors,
the community will come out. Like all the running community will come out.
The conquistadors need to be running.
Maybe this conquistador needs to be running. But yeah, that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it will be.
So that's a new fun thing that's going to happen in town.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Now, Jeff, in studio with us today, this morning, is a Sister Joan Ridley, who is a member of the Benedictine Sisters of Perpetual Adoration.
Hello.
How you doing?
Fine.
Great.
Hi, sister.
Hello.
You have just the happiest face. You know that?
Well, that's the show on radio, doesn't
you
it?
You radiate joy. Look at how happy you are. That's great.
Yeah, most
nice
people,
to meet you.
Good most people,
you.
When they come in here, don't look that good.
They're a little nervous.
Yeah.
Like Haley, when she first came in, she was like, poor thing. So how are you doing?
Fine. Just fine.
Well, I got to tell you, Tuesday, Fred and I went on a little journey in town. And we were at the Speedway and Wilmont area. And we stopped in this little store called Prayerfully Popped.
Yes.
And
So we're now 10 pounds heavier for our adventure.
But I had no idea you guys were making fudge over there.
Fudge is very new.
Is it?
Probably 2 to 3 months at the most.
Well, holy mackerel. It was, and I say was, because it's all gone. Fantastic.
Yeah, I think you ate half of it on the car ride from
I got a pound and a half of fudge, and I think I gained 5 pounds. I don't know how that works, but it was really, really, really good. Really good.
Well, good. Yeah.
Now, sister, I have a question. Because
yes.
We tell people who, you know, they ask who's going to be on the show, and this may be a semantics thing, but it's a question that's come up a lot. Now, you guys are in the Tucson Monastery. Is that right?
A Benedictine Monastery in Tucson, yes.
Right. Uh-huh. Now, since you're nuns, a lot of people say, well, aren't they in a convent? And what is there a difference? Is there a technical difference, or is just that's the way the Benedictines have it set up?
No, there's not a real huge difference. People that follow a monastic rule, which we follow the rule of St. Benedict, tend to say they are monks. Monks, men or women, live in monasteries. That's more commonly used today. Other sisters who are like the Sisters of St. Joseph, the Sisters of the Holy Family, the Sisters of that are doing active apostolic work, they might tend to say they live in a convent. But if you follow the rule of Benedict or other monastic rules, you say monastery usually. It's not a difference, really. It's a name.
Now, when did your order show up in Tucson? When did you guys come here?
Came in 1935 at the request of the bishop, Bishop Girk back then. And he wanted a community dedicated to prayer, to kind of be in the area. And so the sisters came, probably about 8 or 10 of them, and raised money and got. They originally lived in a house on Main Street, the old Steinfeld mansion,
right,
for several years, and then raised enough money to build our present monastery, which is on Country Club, and it was built in 1940, and we've been here ever since.
Well, and you gave us some pictures of then and now.
Yes.
And I know that Roy Place was the architect of the monastery,
yes.
And it's just a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous facility.
It is.
It's such a Tucson icon, you know?
It is. It is.
And so we're going to post those pictures on the website of 1940 and present day.
Yes.
Because it's amazing to see how Tucson has kind of grown up around the monastery.
Right. It was totally in the desert then and wasn't connected. It wasn't within the city limits. Didn't have city water. The original water was well water drilled by a Ronstadt.
Oh, there you go. Always helpful.
And anyway, and now it's directly in the middle of the city, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Now, I'm looking at these two pictures, and there's like absolutely no difference between picture one and picture two in terms of the building itself. It looks almost exactly the same as it was
built.
That's
correct. There hasn't been any major architectural alteration of the structure, and it's on the National Register of Historic Places, so we wouldn't want to do that. Yeah.
That's fabulous.
So when it was built in the 40s, how many members of the order were here in Tucson?
I don't have that exactly. I think probably close to 30, around 30.
I was going to say, this is kind of big facility for the original nine.
Yeah. No, they would have sent more people once it got really built. I would say around 30, and we're 23 now.
And I read when the original group of sisters came over, that some actually came to Tucson because of tuberculosis.
That's true. That's true. Our founding monastery is in northwest Missouri, and when people got tuberculosis in those days, Arizona was seen as a good place for health treatment. So,
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So can you give us a little bit of the history of what you all have been up to since the mid-1930s?
Well, I'll try. It's a lot of the same things we've been doing since the beginning, although popcorn is a relatively recent thing.
Yeah,
it is a recent thing.
And we totally want to talk about that later.
Our basic work and purpose in life is to be a prayerful presence in a location. Our life is dedicated to prayer and adoration of God. And we want to do that in a way that welcomes people. So we've always had, here in Tucson and elsewhere, like a public church or a public chapel. And it's pretty much open all day from 6 in the morning until about 7 at night. And a lot of people just wander in and spend time in quiet prayer or join us for our common prayer, which is 4 times a day.
Oh, what time is your common prayer?
We have a really early prayer at 6:30 in the morning that's kind of quiet. And then 7:30 is a sung prayer called Lauds or morning prayer. We sing the Psalms. And then at noon we have a short prayer with the Psalms. Usually in the evening we have the celebration of the Eucharist or Mass with a local priest presiding. And then in the evening at 7 o'clock we have our evening sung prayer of the Psalms called Vespers.
That's wonderful. So, And you
so
all
people join
that?
Us. That's one thing. We want to be hospitable and be a welcoming presence for people. And people might write to us and ask for prayers. So we've always had sisters that had that as their ministry, which is to write back to people. Now, today we're doing it on email as well as snail mail. Less snail mail, more email.
Right.
But being in correspondence with people.
Tell me about that. So someone that just has a heavy heart would send you a letter saying, please pray for me?
Yes, they might have specific situations. Like recently, a lot of people are out of work. And they write about that. In November, a lot of times people send us their names of family members who have been deceased, and they would like particular prayers during the month of November. So we actually are doing that right now, like consciously taking somebody's letter in with us to chapel and sitting with that and remembering that family by name.
That's fabulous.
What's special about November that
In church tradition, that November is always called the month of the holy souls or the deceased. In fact, the parade you were talking about, the Day of the Dead parade.
All Souls procession.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of the whole month of November.
Well, you know, not everyone is Catholic. Not everyone is schooled in like. I mean, we can make assumptions all the time because we grew up.
That's a good point.
But other people don't know that.
Yeah, way to, nice job, Fred. Way to,
to make you look
butter up to sister here.
Well,
sister, Fred and I went to St. Peter and Paul.
Yeah, and the
Seton
Nuns.
And Fred was a year before me. And every time I would go into third grade after Fred was there, they're like, well, we hope you're like your brother Fred.
Oh.
He's such a joy to be with.
No, the Seton Nuns used to beat me mercilessly.
Oh, you're so
I have scars. We talk about this on the show. I still have scars.
Oh, whatever. Scars, Fred, from you.
In kindergarten, we went to St. I'm going to get this off my chest now. So there were two sessions.
Sister, will you please pray for Fred?
Sure. I will.
So let's get back to you, sister, because this is not a show about Fred and his angst. This is a show about
angst.
The wonderful things you guys do in the community, you ladies do. And so November being the month of prayer for
deceased people,
mm-hmm. How do people go about getting you, where should they send the letters to or who can they email their requests to?
We have a website. They could do it on the website.
Guys have a website.
Oh, yeah. We've had a website for probably 12 years.
Awesome.
It's BenedictineSisters.com.
Okay.
So BenedictineSisters.com, and there's a place on there for prayer requests. That's how you do the email. And you can just send a letter to us at 800 North Country Club Road, Benedictine Monastery, 800 North Country Club Road, and we'll be happy to correspond with whoever writes.
Now, do any sisters have a shorter path to God than maybe some of the other sisters?
Like, should we the attention to Sister Mary?
Yeah.
Here's
Sister Mary because she has a better outcome than some of the other sisters.
Well, we have Sister Stella, who's 92. I think her path to God is shorter than mine.
Sister Stella. Okay, so
92.
We got to send a Sister Stella.
No, I didn't mean write to her. I just meant she'll probably see God before I will.
Well, there you go. That's wonderful. So that's just a wonderful thing that you guys do.
That's wonderful.
Do you get letters from people all over the country or just here in Tucson?
Oh, all over the country, yeah. And we do that in our other monasteries as well. So it's been a long time we've been doing that.
That's wonderful.
Another work we've been doing for a really long time here in Tucson, and we're still doing, is we make liturgical vestments, clothing, robes, stoles, altar cloths, anything used in worship services by any denomination, not just Catholic.
No kidding.
So we have a large number of patrons who come and want a custom-made vestment with specific symbols on it. So we do a lot with cactus and the serape material and that's local.
That's wonderful.
And we make vestments for clergy and other liturgical ministers. So we've done that for a long time.
That's great. Oh. All right, so we have to take a quick break, and we have lots more to talk about with you. We're just kind of getting to know you at this point. So, folks, stick around because we've got a lot more here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
Celebrate good times, come on.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Power Woman Investing, Ronstadt Insurance, and 1702 Craft Beer and Pizza.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And this is the Fred Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating, Jeffrey.
Celebrate, Fred.
The people, the places.
Celebrate. Rincon going to Ireland. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Woo! So we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so wonderful.
Hey, what's that pen you have in your hand?
It looks like a Ronstadt insurance pen.
Where'd you took that from my office. Are you a client?
Yes.
Oh, okay, then you can have it.
Okay. Actually, you know, these are actually, you know, people give away pens all the time and they're really crappy.
Yeah, that's
these are actually good pens.
Yeah, we have good Ronstadt insurance pens.
Yeah, I think it speaks volumes to the quality of the service provided by Ronstadt Insurance.
Why, thank
in this
you, Fred.
Time of troubled times of not knowing what the heck is going on.
I know we have a lot of poor people calling us up because they're getting their insurance policies canceled, and so far we're batting 1,000. We've helped every single one of them.
Excellent. Yep. And people who's never had insurance and want insurance, they can come to you.
Give us a call. Yeah, we'll help you out.
Yeah, I know some friends of mine have come by and they're like, they thought that their head would explode until they met with you guys, and you made it all simple for them.
Yeah, thanks, Fred. Thanks for the referrals.
You're welcome. I don't get any. I get pens. I guess this is my payment. I got a pen.
I'll tell you what. This is what I'll do. I will take you to Pita Jungle. Have you been to Pita Jungle yet?
Yes, it's awesome.
Okay, so I'll take you to lunch at Pita Jungle.
I like the hummus plate.
Oh, the hummus plate's good. But
and they have three different types of hummus, I think.
The chicken shawarma is one of my favorites. Okay. But yeah, I'll take you there.
Right.
A little Pita Jungle action. You can pick the one over here next to Anthony's, the cigar store on Craycroft and Broadway, or we'll go to the new one on Oracle and Ina. You can pick, and I'll take you to lunch there.
Wow.
For giving us referrals as my way of saying thank you.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
You're very welcome.
So, in studio with us, we've been talking with Sister Joan Ridley, who is a member of the Benedictine Sisters of Perpetual Adoration here at the Tucson Benedictine Monastery off of Country Club and Speedway.
That's a mouthful.
Yes.
Well, that's all Jeff is going to let me say for the rest of the...
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Fred.
And it is such a wonderful group of ladies to have in this community, a prayerful organization. You spend a bulk of your time in prayer, mm-hmm. adoration.
Yes.
People who need, you know, your help, you're there for them. But there's ways that we as a community need to step up and help you out. And part of that's very fattening for us. But I think we have to do it, Chad.
Popcorn.
Fudge.
But let's not talk about popcorn and fudge yet, because I have two questions.
Okay.
So, Sister, where are you from?
Myself?
Yes, ma'am.
Originally from Pennsylvania.
Where in Pennsylvania?
Near Philadelphia.
Oh, you're a big Phillies fan?
Not really.
Oh, Pirates?
No.
Okay.
That's all Jeff's got.
Yeah, you got Steelers and Eagles and you have Flyers. But, okay, so you're from outside of Philadelphia. When did you join the order?
Actually, only about 17 years ago. And before that, I was in a Dominican order and spent a lot of time in Louisiana. So I've been in the order 18 years, the Benedictines.
And how did you know that this was the life that you would find most fulfilling?
I think I basically listened to where my insides were leading me, what it was I yearned for and desired. And I really wanted to spend life with a group of people who saw seeking God as a primary goal and good, and that also that's a ministry in the church. I had done active ministry, worked with the poor, was a social worker and a lawyer, but I felt drawn to a more prayerful and contemplative expression of the life. So that's how I'm here.
And you find it very, very satisfying?
I do. And periodically we have something called a monastic experience whereby it's women only, unfortunately, but women who are interested in themselves looking at might this be a life for them. We invite people to come spend maybe a weekend or sometimes as long as a week and do that several times a year. So other people can kind of come test that out for themselves because you need to test it out.
Now, is there a age limit to that? Or can you
generally
join
in your mid-40s probably or so.
Is the latest to join?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Because it's kind of a big adjustment. So, but that's probably what we do from college age to mid-40s.
You guys give so much to the community. Is it hard to ask for something?
No, because actually people are just so generous, and that's one thing I wanted to share a little bit about. The only way we can continue our presence in this community is really because of the help of so many different types of people. Like, we have people that come for the day and just answer the door, operate our little gift shop, answer the phone. We have some professional men who are architects and engineers who meet with me once a month. I'm in charge of building maintenance, and I knew nothing about this building and maintenance when I first got here. So to have an architect and an engineer just come down once a month and advise me on how we need to get this repaired or what this type of equipment is needed for, all that. We have the Knights of Columbus, who are men throughout the city and different councils that come on once a month on a Saturday and help us do outdoor yard trimming, oleander trimming, maintenance.
There's a lot of trimming that needs to be done.
That's right. And they just are so generous. We have some volunteers right now that are helping us with the popcorn venture, which is an attempt to have it be a profit-making, income-producing thing for us. Right now, it's just making it. But these volunteers are investing some time and energy into helping that happen. In fact, the guy making the got the fudge idea. That's how the fudge got started. He says, I'll get the machine. I know how to do it. We'll get this started.
Well, the fudge is amazing. And I'll tell you, the whole thing about platinum cheddar.
So there's a gold or silver, gold, and platinum cheddar cheese, and you guys are on the platinum standard.
Oh, really?
Oh,
that's news to me.
It tastes good. Yeah, it's good stuff.
The guy you have over at the shop, his name is David.
Yes.
He was telling us, you know, he goes, yeah, we use platinum cheddar, and that's all we use. And they ran out of it for a period of time, and they offered us gold, and we're like, no, we're not taking gold.
We can't do that to our clients.
Yeah.
We can't have substandard cheese here at Prayerfully Popped. You could tell if David is any indication of the folks that volunteer to help you guys. He was so happy to be there, so invested in what he was doing. Mm-hmm. It was just a joy to be in the store with him.
Well, he's very energetic, yes.
He's very energetic. Yeah, yes. So along the lines of your building, you guys have gone green in a big way.
Over the years, we've gradually tried to do that, right. And that's been through, actually, the help of some of these gentlemen that I mentioned who are part of our building advisory committee. They've given us ideas and helped us do it. But one of the first things we did is we got some solar panels on the roof, just a couple, for thermal hot water so that we could 30 women do a lot of laundry. So we have laundry machines and all that hot water is heated by solar. And then we did things like changing out all the light fixtures into better fluorescents or those little compact fluorescent
bulbs. The CFLs,
bulbs.
Right?
And the tube things. And then we...
Is that the technical term, the tube things?
No. T12s or T8s. Those things. And then our air conditioning and heating equipment, actually some of it was original to the building.
Wow.
And very old, and it needed to be gradually replaced. So we did a fundraising process, basically 2008, 2009, the worst time, but did fundraising and raised enough money to replace most of that equipment. And it's got computerized controls for thermostat settings and turning things on and off. And I can operate that now.
Nice.
And it saves energy.
That's wonderful. Last
thing we did, which was the most extensive, is photovoltaic solar. And like the VA hospital and the synagogue a little further down Country Club from us. And now Catalina Methodist is doing it too. A lot of churches in the last couple of years have been able to do photovoltaic solar through a good creative financing, in which we basically take out a loan, and the person giving it the loan can get the tax credits that we can't take advantage of because we are not for profit. And then we're able to purchase the equipment over time. But we have 85% of our electricity is now generated by solar power.
So that solar field to the north of the monastery, that is what's providing 85% of your power?
Yes, and also providing shade to the cars of anybody who wants to come visit and people like that too. So.
Absolutely, yeah. If you're from Tucson, you can always tell someone that's from Tucson and someone that's not from Tucson, because when you're standing outside, the Tucsonan will always hide under a mesquite tree, where the folks that aren't from Tucson usually will just kind of stand around in the sun. Yeah. So, yeah, if you're looking for shade, that's a great place to park your car.
So there's no other way to go but solar, I mean, here in Tucson. I mean, it's like, I don't know how many sun days a year we have, if it's 310 or whatever it is, or 325
days.
Something. It's like almost full sun a lot.
Yeah, good for you guys. Mm-hmm. So what's on the horizon for the monastery?
Well, we're trying to get the popcorn business continue to grow. It just needs to grow.
Thanksgiving and the holidays are coming up?
Yes.
Perfect
and we
time
do,
for...
We do gift baskets for corporate donors. So if anybody has a corporation that wants to give gifts to their
clients. Customers.
Yeah, we do that, and that's kind of going on right now. We've been doing events. There's some things connected with the University of Arizona. They went to Tucson Meet Yourself and sold popcorn. They do kettle corn out at usually the events. So if we can grow that business and it can become a really good source of income, that can be helpful.
That helps everybody. Mm-hmm. Well, sister, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing with us a little bit about what you ladies do.
Well, thank you so much.
We really appreciate it.
And if people want more information, there's TucsonMonastery.com is for
yes.
you guys specifically.
Yes, right. That's right. And then where we live on Country Club, you're most welcome to come to our chapel. It's open all day long. Come to the front door. We have a little gift shop. Call us up. We want to be connected.
You're most welcoming. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You ladies really are a reason Tucson's a wonderful place to live. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely.
So, Jeff, speaking of PETA Jungle, we have a $25 gift card.
Yeah. Let's give away a $25 gift certificate to PETA Jungle. So the first person to send you, Fred, an email at fred@fredandjeff.com gets a $25 gift certificate to PETA Jungle if you answer the following trivia question. In what year did the nuns move into the monastery? In what year did the nuns move into the monastery? Do you remember, Fred?
No, but I have the tape, so I'll listen.
1940, Fred, come on.
Oh.
All right. And so, folks, get out there and meet your neighbor. That's what the show's all about, is making Tucson a great place to live. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll hopefully hear from you next week here on the Fred and Jeff Show.